the United States of America. She is the land of the free and the home of the brave. She has withstood hellfire, and each lick of the flames has only made her stronger, taller, more powerful. With each adversary, she grew wiser, and the nation that we see today has been built upon the shoulders of her people. She started out as only an idea, trapped inside a small group of rebels' minds as they fought for a better life during the Revolutionary War. These brave rebels became her fathers, and they finally brought her to life when they wrote the Constitution in 1787. This gave her her first breath, a chance to test her newfound wings. They then gave her morals with the adoption of the Bill of Rights in 1791. She could now judge right from wrong and could change to better serve her people's needs. It took several years and hard work from those who first tended to her. They had to develop her mind with the head of a leader, so they elected one, and made sure not to give him too much power, but enough to lead her through the good times and the bad. They then had to ensure that her heart stayed true to her morals set by the Bill of Rights, so they appointed a panel of judges to steer her in the right direction. Finally, they had to create her limbs to reach out and make changes to her world. Thus, the legislature was instituted. So long as her head, her heart, and her limbs agreed, she worked as harmoniously as a well-oiled machine. This was the very beginning of her journey to becoming a powerful nation. She would be tested time and again, only to defy all odds and prove her surmounting greatness. The U.S., for the most part, had remained true to herself. She relied on her system to maintain peace and order in the world. That is, until 1861, when her life was brought to a crashing halt as she split, divided by two viewpoints. She began tearing herself apart from the inside out on how her people should be viewed and how her nation should be run. It nearly destroyed her. However, after 4 years of internal battle during the Civil War, she proved her resiliency and came to terms with herself, subsequently changing for the better as slavery was banned from her homeland. Though this is a dark era in America's history, it helped to shape the total climate of her people and set forth the moral roots that she would fight for in the future, for herself and many others. Since that time, she has been thoroughly tested, either through wars, conflicts, or acts of terrorism. She fought in two world wars. They were two of the bloodiest in history, and they took many young men to the battle line to protect her from Germany and its allies. Young men enlisted even before they were 18 to help her cause. Though, as a result, there were many casualties, an approximation of 550,000. As well as almost 900,000 wounded between the two wars. She continued to prevail, though she lost heroes in the Korean War, the Vietnam conflict, even the 9/11 attack on her own soil, and many others. Throughout her history, countless men and women left their homes with the hope of defending her honor, only to have their lives cut short in their pursuit. Yet the families back home sacrificed just as much as those enlisted, if not more. For that, no amount of thanking could ever repay or replace what they have lost. However, their sacrifices will never be forgotten, for they are the very foundation of our strength. The very soul and ideals of our great nation was protected by the many members of our military branches who were willing to devote their lives in service to her. They inspire others to show equal love and devotion, creating a deep sense of belonging and pride that we all share today. America's greatness can't be measured on a scale of 1 to 10, not in any form of quantifiable numbers. America's greatness is a feeling of love and devotion, to know that so many have given their lives to ensure her protection and the protection of her people, to know that so many others today are still willing to make the same sacrifices. Yes, she has flaws. She is stubborn and tenacious, but she is also brave, loyal, and ambitious. Moreover, her biggest strength is her ability to change, to love, and to understand the world. No other nation has achieved this level of loyalty, devotion, or pure compassion for her people. The United States of America was born from her people, for her people, and as the years have passed, she continues to stand as a beacon of strength because of her people. She is one nation under God, united and powerful. This is what truly makes America great.